Oh yeah, babies, it's time for shenanigans on NiagarasWaterCooler.com. Turn up the volume, rip off the knob. And now, here we go with shenanigans.
You're listening to the best of shenanigans on NiagarasWaterCooler.com.
There's an article about the flat earthers claiming that Australia doesn't exist and the people who are from Australia are paid actors.
I think I actually want to read the post here from the flat earth believers. Have you ever been to Australia? Australia is not real. It's a hoax made for us to believe that Britain moved over their criminals to someplace. In reality, all these criminals were loaded off the ships into the waters, drowning before they could see land ever again. It's a cover-up for one of the greatest mass murders in history made by one of the most prominent empires. Your Australian friends, they're all actors and computer-generated personas. So this is like The Matrix.
Yeah, but with The Matrix, there was an actual person in a pod.
With a lot less cooler person than, was it Carrie Ann Moss?
Yeah, it was.
I remember Carrie Ann Moss. There was some surfer dude that played the other guy.
Whoa.
I heard it was excellent.
If you think you've ever been to Australia, you're terribly wrong. The plane pilots are all in on this and have, in all actuality, only flown you to islands close nearby, or in some cases, parts of South America, where they have cleared space and hired actors to act out as real Australians.
Which totally explains Yahoo Serious. Because he's a paid actor being paid to act like a paid actor.
Hey, everybody, it's Brett.
Hi. How is that spelled again?
IT, same way everyone spells it.
No, not that.
Rich yells at me when I make that joke. It was funny the first time. Don't say it again.
It wasn't funny the first time.
Well, shut up, Richie.
Rich.
Richie?
Oh, no one's called you Richie in, you know,
hours.
Hey, Richie, I got a problem with my computer. For some reason, porn keeps popping up.
We're looking at porn.
Oh, I wasn't looking at porn.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to do some shopping.
I was just doing my banking, paying porn. For all my porn.
Porn wasn't the only thing popping up.
That's what porn does. It makes pop-ups.
I love the idea of this fake Australia. I really do. Have you seen the meme that shows the world? It's got the map of the world, and they kind of outline the major land masses. It looks like a cat batting at Australia.
Playing with Australia.
Yeah.
I have not.
It's pretty cool.
That sounds adorable.
It's hilarious.
It is. Because there's nothing better on the internet than boobs from Pornhub and cats in Australia.
Cat memes.
Yeah.
Cat memes.
Actually, the boobs I found on Pornhub actually... They don't.
There's no flat earth there.
No.
Complete round.
So, Australia is not real. You put this on here, Rich, so... Tell us a little more about...
That's pretty much it. That summarizes it. I think it's blatantly obvious that this is... I don't understand why these guys can't grasp the concept
from
that the Earth is round. And they just come up with more ludicrous bullshit.
Well, there's no such thing as gravity. The Earth is moving up at the same speed they're moving down.
From what?
Yeah. You didn't hear this. This was real.
Oh, no. I've delved into the...
Whoa, wait a minute. He's delved into the flat earth. Are you a flat earther?
No, God damn it.
Are you an oblong earther?
No.
Well, that's actually
the thing. Yeah, that's
oblong.
True.
Yeah. But it's a little fatter in the middle like the rest of us.
Yes,
that's
right.
Precisely.
It's been around for 4 billion years. It's going to put on a few pounds.
I tend to follow Neil deGrasse Tyson on what he says.
Usually.
You still haven't brought him here, though.
We're trying to get him here, but he won't come over.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if he could.
We're not smart enough.
No.
If we were doing this better, I think he'd probably be more willing because he's got a sense of humor.
Define better.
Exactly. That's why he's not coming.
Have you heard our podcast?
I am our podcast.
At the moment, yeah.
I like that one of the pictures they have on this article, they've made Australia the center of the earth rather than like Europe or the North American continent.
Or anything remotely close to the equator.
Yeah. So they have Australia and lots of water and a little bit of snow. It's a cool picture of the Earth.
Jon Snow.
So if they're faking it by making pilots fly to an island close to where Australia would be, What is the? That means that there's islands close to where Australia would be. So what is the point of saying New Zealand? There's no Australia.
Well, they're saying they're doing off South America. They're flying to South America. They can meet up with Hitler.
I know, or in some cases, parts of South America. But it says they haven't all actually only flown you to islands close nearby.
Close nearby to Britain or to Australia. Because if it doesn't exist, then it can't be close to anything.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so they've screwed
themselves. They're contradicting themselves again.
Yeah, they screwed themselves up.
It's shenanigans.
So was your trip to Ireland and London your first trip overseas like that?
Yes.
Okay, so you've never been to Germany or anything?
No.
Either of you?
Nope. Nope. Although I do long to visit the motherland.
Where's the motherland?
Freaking Germany.
That'd be the fatherland.
Freaking Germany. Yeah.
No, the motherland's Russia.
Yeah.
Fuck Russia. Fuck Russia.
You sure?
Positive.
I got.
It's funny you don't feel strongly about that.
Positive.
I had. I was
going
to do
from Trump soon.
Yeah.
I've been to Russia. I've been to Russia. It's the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
They got me into the presidency.
Yeah.
The girls in the hotel rooms, they do strange things. Warmest shower I've ever had.
That was pure gold.
Ah. Milan, you fired me, but it's okay. I used to do phone surveys. I let people call me and do surveys.
So
would
what are you
questions.
Wearing?
No, not like that. So the one time the woman goes, how much traveling do you do? And I don't travel very much unless I'm, you know, by car. I don't really do the airplane thing. Have you ever been out of the country? No. Wait, does Canada count? And the woman goes, of course Canada counts. Well, I go, I live 15 miles from Canada. It's like going to the grocery store. Now it's harder because you have to have a passport. But when we were 19 and underage and going to bars,
harder.
And, yeah. When we were 19 and underage going to bars in Canada, it was easy. Oh, don't tell me you didn't do that.
What?
Go to Canada when you were 19?
No.
Really?
It's okay, me either.
I worked in a bar.
Nope.
Yeah. I didn't have to go very often. I worked at a store that we sold beer, so we'd sell beer to ourselves at the end of the shift. So, yeah, we didn't have to go to Canada.
One for you. One for you, 15 for me.
We had a deli in the place we worked, too. And at the end of the night, anything that was left over, we could take home because you can't reserve it. Amazingly, 20 minutes before closing time, we always cook chicken fingers.
Crazy how that works.
Yeah, they were left over. Really, why do we always sell beer, a 30 pack of beer, 10 minutes before closing? I don't know.
Damnedest thing.
Freaking Canadians, man.
They're always leaving stuff.
And then one guy ruined it because he bought a 6 pack of Zima.
Beggars can't be choosers.
If you're going to spend $6 on beer, why would you choose?
Oh, you
Zima?
Actually paid for it?
We had to pay for it.
Oh.
We just bought it ourselves. We'd ring each other out for the beers. We always had two people on.
We just tossed a couple back at the end of the shift.
So, yeah, we didn't have that.
Usually the patrons buy me them. I don't buy my alcohol.
I guess that's the difference between working in a
bar
store versus working
in a bar. Yeah.
Because
you worked in a bar, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's shenanigans.
We've talked the last couple of weeks about the world's biggest orgy.
Oh, here we go.
They had to move
what
it
What are
again.
You talking about, Craig?
They had to move it again.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No?
No.
I think the funniest
they moved
thing,
it again?
The sex club Green Door is the new venue.
Uh-huh. This is better than the Brown Door,
right?
This is
going to turn into one of those things where people just start in dancing.
Can we just rent the pavilion at Crawl Park?
Wait, this is already done. It was called Woodstock.
Here's what I like. Here, it had 1,200 registrants.
Nobody remembers that.
1,200 registrants.
I certainly do.
Nobody remembers.
The event was scheduled to begin at 4 p.m. and end at 6 p.m.
4:15. 4:05.
1,200 people. 2 hours. That's just a lot of...
Were they...
Bodies,
this is
bacon,
this was supposed to be at
minutes.
The same time.
That's a lot of bacon.
It's supposed
that
to be at the
like
same
it's
time.
It's supposed to be like sequential.
It sounds like it's supposed to all be happening at once, I guess.
So it's like the human centipede, but in the sexual way.
It's a baby elephant walk.
Then they're serving wet cake. Never.
It's all finger food.
Sweet. Oh.
Now, if you all will step into the parlor, we'll be serving white cake.
The Menage Life owner, whatever the hell that is, they're saying local government authorities put pressure on them to deny permits to the museum.
Permits for what? What do you? How do you assign a permit?
We have a sex museum, but you're not allowed to have sex at the museum.
It's only
it's a living exhibit.
It's only it is only the it is only the study of sex, not the practice.
Art.
So they're saying that Las Vegas is sex negative and conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Who at the table's been to Las Vegas? I haven't, but what I've seen on TV is not sex negative, nor is it conservative.
I don't understand why they're running into red tape for this. I would think that it's going to be something world famous. The venues would be raising their hands and saying, hey, come on over here. So it's got to be the people that are running it are smarmy or something, which they are trying to throw an orgy. So
yeah. You know. The unofficial record, because Guinness, of course, is not attending. I almost said it wrong. Guinness is not attending the event.
Participating.
Right.
Officially.
To count, they were going to verify by a tally of waivers submitted.
It doesn't prove the act occurred.
I know. I'm going to look right now because they have a website. We're going to check and see if they won their website. Oh, nope. It says click here to be added to our volunteer database. No. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no one click thing on Amazon.
Are you going to be towel boy?
No. Jizz mopper.
You just volunteered to be fluffer.
No. Yeah, I don't even see it. Oh, Sin City 8. Here it is.
Oh, dear.
It says processing. That's not good. We're going to close right out of that.
What did you click?
I clicked on Sin City 8, which is the name of the event. Okay, so next year, they're going to do another one. They're going to do...
They haven't got this one done yet.
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
They're all talk.
They're all blowhards.
Wow.
How long can we drag this stupid joke out?
The whole time.
Yeah.
The whole 9 inches.
Next year, it's going to be called Sin City 9. And they're hoping to break the record again.
Wow, I wasn't that far off with saying 9.
Now, this is interesting. You stopped reading the article at the interesting part.
What, Stephen Colbert part?
Well, that's what we leave you for.
Earlier today, sex workers were marching in red against the ongoing stigmatization of their work and recent federal laws written so that they might conflate sex professionals with sex traffickers. I want to know what position they're conflating in.
Doggy style. Pile driver.
Figure four leg lock.
One of those really hard Indian names from the Kama Sutra. 12 monkeys spanking orange donut. 12
monkeys spanking 12 monkeys. It's the thousand hand slap. E Honda.
More commonly known as heels to Jesus.
Okay. Kama Sutra has some really weird names for things, so, you know.
I've only skimmed it lately.
And Google is up. Kama Sutra is in.
We're looking up weird names from the Kama Sutra.
Weird Kama Sutra names.
Let's see how good the pronunciation starts with, though.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. The fire hydrant.
Ooh, they have diagrams.
They do. The padlock.
Padlock. My God.
Yeah. The glowing triangle.
I don't know.
Glowing triangle looks kind of boring. The curled angel. Looks like you're crying afterwards.
Hold on. We should have an external screen so we can see what he looks at.
Yeah, I can actually set that up.
You gotta hook that up to your TV.
I can set that up.
The curled angel, he's like cuddling her. He's like, I'm sorry for destroying your uterus, babe.
That wasn't her uterus.
The rocking horse. The crouching tiger has nothing to do with the movie I've ever seen.
Wait till you find the hidden dragon, though.
The plow.
Mm-hmm. That's the wheelbarrow, you lion sack of shit.
The double decker.
Maybe how you do it.
No, it's the same thing, except she's just not skilled enough to walk around on her hands, just like hits her face and you just push her.
The difference is the wheelbarrow has a tire involved where the plow does not.
The Nirvana. There's a lot of mumbling involved.
The Nirvana. I heard that one's a blast.
Oh.
The splitting bamboo, the crossed keys. That looks painful.
No.
All right.
The overpass looks painful.
That looks painful. For her. She could hit
both of you.
She could get hit in the head with her own knee.
Well, that's why it's called the overpass, because it's got low headroom.
The triple Lindy.
That's not a sex position. That's a dive.
The spider.
It looks like a really interesting dive.
The landslide. I guess that's better than a mudslide. No.
Is that did Stevie Nicks come up with that one?
The fire hydrant.
Like, are some of the... I feel like some of these are supposed to be, like, yoga positions.
That's what it looks like.
Well, yes, with sexual intercourse involved as well.
You can do regular yoga positions and still have sexual stuff involved.
And not die.
No.
What a way to go.
The bandolier.
Whoa. Oh, these ones have color diagrams.
Yeah, these are color diagrams.
Oh, these are nice.
The bridge.
Are they scratch and sniff?
The bridge, only suitable for extremely strong and flexible men.
So if you're going under someone doing the bridge, does that make it the overpass?
I don't know. You know what the Eiffel Tower is, right?
Hold on, go back to the bridge.
The Eiffel Tower is just laying on my back.
This looks absolutely nothing similar to the overpass.
No, not even close.
Nothing similar.
The Eiffel Tower, when two dudes are doing the gorilla and they slap hands in a high five over top of her. I saw that in Urban Dictionary.
In effect, it's basically a spit roast, but yeah, with
the high five.
With the high five.
Yeah.
So there's barbecuing involved?
Yes.
You could say that.
There is a special sauce involved.
It's slow roasted for extra flavor.
The visitor. How did little Jimmy get blonde hair?
Can I borrow a cup of sugar?
Mm-hmm. I reckon.
Darn it.
Yeah, okay. We're going to move on.
I was having fun with Weird Kama Sutra.
You didn't even find the Weird Kama Sutra. That's just chapter one.
That was all pretty basic. That was all.
There's one where you twist her into a balloon animal.
And you blow her up.
You have to blow her up first.
Aha.
That's how you make it.
How do you think you make a balloon animal, Charlie?
When two balloons love each other very much.
Are you just like that homophobic that you won't blow into something?
Oh, there go half our listeners.
Or gained more.
This one's gone way off the rails.
What rails?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is listening.
George at this point.
Now we know why George doesn't come back.
What's next? Everything.
Are we really going to talk about that?
Whatever comes to mind.
It's shenanigans. Oh, the woman born without a vagina.
What? Wait.
Oh.
What? Which hole did you put it in?
A Brazilian woman born without a vagina has a new one made using fish skin. I'm leaving wide open for you guys. Come on.
That's what she said.
So the tales are true that it does smell like that.
There was no difference.
I knew somebody was going to go there.
There was no difference.
That's not classy.
No difference.
But obvious.
Rich's was funny. A 23-year-old university student from Brazil has received pioneering surgery to have a new vaginal canal constructed out of fin from a fish.
I hope they use modern technology in medicine and not pioneering medicine technology.
Yeah.
That's a Conestoga wagon type shit. That's bad.
They died of dysentery. She was born with a condition that left her without a cervix or ovaries. It's a congenital disorder believed to affect 1 in 4,500 girls.
Well, yeah, because con means opposite of and genital. It's congenital.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. The against genitals. It's a whole incel thing. No, it's not. It's a whole. So
wait a minute. All right, now I don't, okay. She, no uterus, no ovaries. I get that. How is a woman born without a vagina? Because a vagina, by definition, is an absence of a thing, right? It's an empty space.
Was she born with it?
And by definition, how is she then considered female?
Right.
So are there before and after photos is really what I'm asking.
That was a very, very roundabout way it to was, say I really want to see this shit.
Researchers at the Federal University.
You got to be on the internet somewhere.
Sierra, yeah. The UFC, Universal Fight Club.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Treated the fish's skin. You're going
to punch a hole in there for her?
Speaking of the pile driver.
Nobody talks about Fight Club.
No one was talking about Fight Club.
They treated the fish's skin to turn it into cellular tissue that was later molded with silicone. Thanks to the surgery, she has been able to have sex with her partner. Describing the experience, she said, it was wonderful because everything worked perfectly. How the hell would you know?
It was a wonderful.
Well, she obviously took it for a test drive.
Well, yeah, but how do you know that it worked perfectly? Did someone describe how it's supposed to be? And then once you insert the penis.
I want to know where the tartar sauce came in.
Later. Squeeze lemon on it?
Slightly salty taste.
Baked or breaded?
Baked or breaded?
Throw a little lemon pepper on there.
As long as it wasn't battered.
Oh, God.
Because that's wrong. That's wrong. That's
Oh, have you read the next paragraph?
No. Is it about the clinic?
I haven't read any of the paragraphs.
The probably a good fish thing. Skin undergoes a special cleaning and sterilization it's process.
Descaling.
Yep. In the lab, followed by irradiation to kill viruses. The fish skin was then absorbed into her body and transformed into tissue that lines the vaginal tract.
She has a vaginal tract.
This yeah. is like
some. Then why do they need this?
I don't know. All I can think of is the fish going.
This is like some superhero shit.
She's got an actual snapper.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it, but I had to say it.
So, is anybody else like missing the fact that this is like some seriously like this is a seriously superhero style process going on here?
She's kind of pretty.
It undergoes.
So is the girl.
Okay, it's a special cleaning and sterilization process.
I don't know what it is, but I always feel like your vagina's staring at me.
You should read the last last.
False hands. False hands.
Read the last.
Could you freaking breathe underwater with this thing?
No, but he can if he's going down.
That was a good one, Charlie.
That was Brad.
Was it? No, that was Charlie underwater. Said about breathing underwater, right? Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Brad.
No, that was me.
No, he said it.
His lips were moving because he was reading. Charlie actually said something.
Aha.
I'm Charlie so confused something. Right now.
Yeah.
What did Charlie say?
Charlie and Brett are fusing into one, which is really kinky.
Speaking of fusing, so like I was saying about this process.
it's confusing?
Like, it's a really like superhero style freaking way to go about this. Like,
well, it's a radioactive fish, which means she's got to have some kind of super sex power now.
Well, That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
so it's like exactly. The movie.
Oh, so, okay.
I was
okay.
Trying to steal your thunder.
Quick.
I'm sorry.
Four-person round table here. What's her superhero name?
Teeth.
No. Teeth. I was going to say Jaws, but...
I would go with Trout.
What kind of fish was it?
Oh, God.
Tilapia fish.
Piranha.
It was tilapia?
Yeah.
Well, those are spongy.
That's just a Friday night fish fry. It's a tilapia.
No. No, that's haddock. That's haddock.
It can be either.
It's haddock.
Well, let's look this up then. Tilapia. Oh my goodness.
Where should be your superhero name? Friday night.
Friday night.
It'd just be ironic if her name was Friday.
Oh. But then they take her out of the
Since she's from Brazil, she's probably Catholic, which is great for her boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Because he can... He can't eat red meat on Fridays. Well, guess what he can?
Is it still a sin?
Oh,
for our Catholic listeners, please call in to clarify which type of sin it would be at that point.
Don't worry, baby. I'm only giving up meat for Lent.
Tilapia described with words like muddy.
Just keep on reading.
Yep.
And earthy.
Yep. The fish chefs love to hate. Should we really be so hard on this fast-growing freshwater fish?
Well, at least one of them.
Oh, my God.
In the world... Hold on. There aren't too many propositions that get universal agreement.
Oh. Perhaps you've heard that tilapia are raised in cesspools and live on poop. There is some truth in that. Chinese imports notes that fish are often raised in ponds where they feed on waste from poultry and livestock.
So what you're saying is this one's really close to its food source then.
Oh, we got to go to something else. We're done with that.
It's shenanigans.
Hey, by the time people get to listen to this, it'll almost be Father's Day. You got anything special planned for Father's Day?
I have no idea.
No?
I might do some yard work.
My nephew's getting married.
On Father's Day. I've been watching the saga of you getting a suit for that wedding, and that's something.
The saga begins.
Yeah, and no pun intended. Yeah.
Did you see that yesterday? I put it on Shenanigans, I thought.
I did not.
The suit coats?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were ugly.
Yes, they were.
And that's an intentional thing.
So I got a bright blue suit that has pink flamingos on the inside and a pink shirt with a... Millennium Falcon tie. But to really pull it together, I went to Walmart today to pick up white shoes and a white belt, which they didn't have. Walmart doesn't have everything.
You're 40 years too late.
And then I went to the Goodwill and they didn't have anything, but they had some awesome suit coats that would fit me for like $4.
Yeah.
Stock up. When they're there, you got to get them.
And that's all I'll wear. I mean, literally.
We were in Saratoga Springs this weekend and we went to a haberdashery trying to find a hat for Tammy, which she did not succumb to. But in the back, they have an array of men's suits, and they were nothing less than fugly. They were, and intentionally so. It's like the in thing.
Did you see the pineapple one?
Had like a clashing. Yeah, it was along those lines. And the guy pulls out a tuxedo coat and matching pants, and it's like, you know, plaid and ugly colors.
Beautiful.
And my wife goes, it looks like you should be on stage with Dickie Barrett.
The problem is I have a really big neck, so find stuff that fits around my neck. I have a 17 and a half inch neck. When I get the coat size,
did everyone
fits
get
me,
that 17 and a half
yep.
inch.
I'm writing it down
for future yep. shirt purchasing reference.
There's a test later.
To get a shirt that fits around my neck, the sleeve is about 7 inches longer than my arms are.
You get longer arms.
And get a suit coat with pants that match with it in a set. The pants are about 6 inches too long. I need to grow.
That's true.
Or I just send it over to my
We've
mom.
We've been telling you that for years.
I've tried. I don't know why. I just can't grow.
Go stand in the yard and we'll water you.
That may work.
Can I ask what the sign to a haberdashery says?
It doesn't say anything. You have
you
to read
son
it.
Son of a bitch.
Does it Dash to the haber.
I knew you were going to freaking do that too. God damn it. As it was leaving walked my
right
mouth, I said,
you walked
fuck.
Right into it. Yeah. Hey, we walked.
He walked right into the sign?
Yes, he did.
I was on my phone. So, well, did it just say haberdashery?
It does read haberdashery.
That's ridiculous.
That word.
What did you get a new hat there?
I did not. I previously purchased a hat at that particular.
The hat you wear here all the time?
No.
It's my personal haberdashery.
I got this one at Niagara on the Lake. There's a haberdashery there as well.
Stop saying that word.
I like that word.
Which word do you want him to stop saying?
Haberdashery.
That one.
That's because most of us can't pronounce it.
That's true. It's almost time for me to switch to my spring hat, which is
you have a spring hat
almost identical to this one,
but lighter colored.
but it's a lighter felt, so it doesn't, it breathes a little better.
The sweat doesn't pool up on top of his head as much.
Mm-hmm. You could just wear that one with a bandana.
I have one that I wear with a bandana as well.
So badass.
It's
and then you can show off that prison tat.
So if it's bandana, it would be
on
bandana.
My head?
Bandanery.
Bandana.
Yeah, what's in this bandanery?
Bandanery, yes.
It's next door to the haberdashery by chance.
It was bandanery, yes. Okay, I'm trying too hard.
Actually, the store next door is a tannery.
And that's where you get leather work? And that's where you can get raccoon hats. I'm sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, they sell them straight to the haberdashery.
That's right. Middlemen and whatnot.
And if there's a
there's no whatnot. He just said whatnot.
Yeah, he did. And if there's a rush order, they just dash right over.
To the haberdashery. Yeah.
Thank you for filling that in. I wasn't picking up what he was putting down.
You're welcome.
They haberdash right over.
It's shenanigans.
Here's the headline. And as while you guys are reading it, I found something that is reminiscent of this article. The headline is, your body has a second brain in your butt, according to scientists. And this reminds,
I know some people who've had their heads stuck up their ass.
Now, this is not surprising.
That's so they can think twice as hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Have you guys heard about how when the body was first made, all the parts wanted to be the boss? Have you heard this?
No.
Rich has heard this.
I think so.
You've heard it. Okay, so for Craig, who has not heard this, I'll just read it. It's really quick.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
It's not even on TV. Whatever. Shut up. Anyway. So when the body was first made, all its parts wanted to be the boss. Now, this is an old humorous type thing, so I'm just reading verbatim what I'm finding online where it is. It says, the brain said, I control everything. I do all the work. I should be the boss. The feet said, I carry man where he wants to go and get him what he wants to get him to do what the brain wants. I should be the boss. The hand said, I do all the work and earn all the money to keep all the rest of you going. I should be the boss. The eye said, I must look out for all of you and tell you where the danger lurks. I should be the boss. And so on and so on with the heart, the ears, the lungs, and blah, blah, blah. And finally, the asshole speaks
Where's
up.
Where's the blah, blah, blah?
The blah.
Sex yada, the hypothalamus. Yada, yada.
Yeah. So the ass speaks up and demands to be the boss, and all the other parts laughed and laughed at the idea of an asshole being the boss. Finally, the asshole said, you know what the heck with you guys? And he was so angered, he blocked himself off and refused to function. So the brain went feverish, the eyes crossed and ached, the feet were too weak to walk, the hands hung limply at his side, the heart and lungs struggled to keep going. So all of them pleaded with the brain to relent and let the ass be the boss, and so it happened, and all the parts did the work, and the asshole just bossed and passed out a lot of shit. And the moral of the story is, you don't have to be a brain to be a boss, just an asshole. And that reminds me of this story that we're talking about.
There you go.
There's a second brain in your butt, and this explains why.
Be sure to enunciate. Come on.
Yes. It took me a second. I'm like, yes, okay. Yeah, that was an Orville reference, in case you guys forgot.
When is that coming out again?
Not until, I think, January. But that was a great line. It was one of the best lines I've heard on TV in a long time. In case anybody's... you've watched the Orville.
This actually has more to do with the other article about the guy who shoved the eggplant.
Oh, that's the next article, I think. We can slide right into that one.
Oh, I see what you did.
Dry or lubed? Or with oil, yes.
I feel dirty now.
Well, we are talking about butts, so whatever.
The professor noted the brain in your rear is technically your first brain because it evolved before the regular brain and central nervous system in mammals.
Really?
It's actually the series of neurons that control your gastrointestinal tract. So the thing, the part that tells your gut to move the poop along. And it performs similar to an actual brain in the way it synchronizes.
It lets life occur, because if you can't pass all that stuff, then you're not long.
Then Howie's story happens.
Right.
Well, yeah. It wasn't a story. It was an old whatever.
Call it what you will. So everybody has a second brain in their butt. And I think
that explains a lot of people that I know.
Some people are using it as primary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although a lot of us, you know, it's at the most basic, you know, type thing. In the morning, you have scrambled eggs, bacon, and toast with a couple cups of coffee, and eventually your rear end's going to tell you can't sit here anymore.
And that's all you can think about.
Yeah, exactly. It's letting your brain know, if you don't move soon, the rest of you is going to be very embarrassed.
Yeah, that's true. Because sometimes my brain in my head says it's a good idea to have Burger King and McDonald's in the same day. asshole brain reminds me the next day. Brain. That was really stupid, and you should never do that again.
Now, it's a good thing you only said Burger King and McDonald's, because what would happen if you like threw Taco Bell in there?
Explosions. He'd be dead. Dead.
I would. My aspirin would come out. Then I'd be fucked for life.
Many of them, I would imagine, you know, many people who, you know, their diets truly affect how smart their rear end brains are. If there's a smartness gene associated with it at all.
Right.
So are you saying like vegans are smarter?
I don't know.
Lots of fiber.
They use their aspirins more?
I don't know.
What does that mean for porn stars?
I don't know. But based on this study, there is further study to be done.
Sometimes I'm pretty sure they're getting poked in the brain anyways.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I worked with a guy who had his gallbladder out. And one day for lunch, we ordered pizza and wings. And he's like, I can't eat pizza and wings because I have my gallbladder out. And anytime I eat crazy food, I basically have to shit. What's he do? He eats the fucking chicken wings.
You stopped me from having another one. It was I could just have just one more.
I couldn't eat another bite.
It's wafer thin.
Wafer thin. Fuck off, I'm full.
But then he runs to the bathroom, and I'm like, well, now you're
your ass brain. Does he run with speed or with clenches?
Oh, he was older. He was groin out as he ran, pinching his cheeks.
Yeah, he was the clench run.
Right, that's exactly what it was. You're correct.
Clench run.
The clench run.
You should just out of context just text him this article. It's connected. The ass brain is connected to the gallbladder.
His head brain knew it. His ass brain enforced it.
Where were these, you know, body parts fit in that song? You know, the head, you know, the knee bone's connected to the leg bone. Or, you know, where would all these fit?
That's where I thought Rich was
going
to go.
That's where I was going with it.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Fit it into the song.
Yes, please.
That's what she said.
What? Not fit into my thong. I want to see what it looks like on you.
Well, that's another pervert. Thing that begs a question. That also needs to be studied. How does the aspirin be affected if you're wearing a thong?
That's true.
That's
mental floss. Isn't that a website?
That was good.
It is.
I'm going to get fucking sued.
The thing about thongs, though, you get the whale tail, and how he was out whale watching this week.
I was very impressed by that. I had never thought of that, but yeah, it does look like a whale tail.
Yeah. Did you see any whales?
Yes.
Just one? Not anyone who was in the boat with you.
And I'm talking specifically of whales, like real whales. I saw one full real whale, and then I saw the fins and the backs of some others out in the distance. But it was pretty cool. It was fun.
Did you see a semi-cloaked Klingon vessel hovering over top of them?
No, I did not. But then again, it didn't decloak because nobody was shooting a harpoon. So, I didn't see any of that either.
I think you'd still see that little shimmer.
Nah, I didn't see that. I got a little sunburn, but no.
And so he took his son to go whale watching in Boston. Howie sees the whales, kid didn't.
No, he was on the other side of the boat.
Was he chatting up the girls over there?
I was surprised at how the girls seemed to chat up him.
So the correct answer to your question is yes.
Yes. Yeah. He was seeing the whale tail.
He had.
Yeah, exactly. He's in sixth grade. He's way ahead of the curve.
Fish to fry, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dad. We came out here to be away from land to look for whales. I have all these ladies trapped on the boat with me.
Nah, they're all too young for that. Well, most of them are still too young and pre all that stuff. So.
At the very least, they had each other to commiserate with because their parents dragged them out on a whale watching boat.
They were only about 20 adults to about 80 kids. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. No, it was a fun trip.
There were 80 kids who went on that trip?
I'm going to guess.
Is it like the whole Medina school district?
No. No. No.
Welcome, alumni.
It is
that everyone could make it.
It's double Lindenville. So what are you talking about?
It's what?
It's double Lindenville. So what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. When I
very impressive.
Yeah. When I graduated from high school, I was in the top 50 in the class, and you get that letter. And I'm like, Dad, check this out. And my dad goes, yeah, I was in the top 50 of my class. I go, he went to Lindenville. I go, how many did you have? 49.
It was the first 48 kids. The chalkboard was number 49. And then your dad.
Chalkboard. Because it was right more often.
That's right.
So apparently this guy in China was trying to jumpstart his second brain.
Or make it shut up.
Yeah.
Stop.
No one knows what we're talking about. Yeah, we can't stop laughing.
Well, we know where this is going.
Oh, yeah.
He did, too.
I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
I think you underestimated what we're
talking about. There's an X-ray here, too. Oh, my God.
Is that magic school bus where they shrink and they can go in the body and stuff?
He yeah, forgot to hit the shrink.
Yeah, they didn't see as much as this thing did.
What would you
do? Inner space.
Inner space.
I love the start of the story. What would you do if you were suffering from abdominal pain and constipation for 2 whole days?
That's
shove an eggplant up my ass.
Dude, that is one hell of a shit.
When they say that eggplant will help you with constipation, it's not what they meant.
No.
Let's put it in the other end.
30 yeah. centimeters.
After it's cooked.
Yeah. Put some Parmesan cheese and garlic on that thing, man.
I was going to say, how do I get the Parmesan cheese? And
I'm so constipated. What should I do? Eggplant. Eggplant's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's not going in that end. Yeah, it has a fiber count of 1.
This is way different than the constipated accountant.
It's 30. Oh. This thing was 30 centimeters long. It's a foot long. And he shoved it up his ass.
Someone called Jared.
There's,
oh, God.
It's only $5.
It's free now.
Whether he likes it or not.
Right. He's. Wait. 2 more days of nausea and vomiting followed before the man finally decided to do the sensible thing and visit the hospital.
He had the thing stuck up him for 2 days.
What? Oh, my God. This guy was actually thinking with his aspirin when he did this.
He had a lot on his mind.
I guess so. And
no.
This only gave him a migraine.
He had
a lot on his
mind. He had it pushed so far up his ass, it caused damage to one of his lungs.
Oh my God. He must have been sitting funny.
Yeah.
Wow. As a result, the man was forced to go under the knife.
Did he squeak when he walked?
I don't know.
He does now.
Ow. No, you're.
They actually show the damn thing on. Oh my God.
Is that an X-ray?
No, there's a real picture of the actual fruit.
Yeah, after it was
or vegetable.
Yeah,
extracted.
No, yeah. there's a
from his hinder.
There's like an X-ray.
Oh, there's an X-ray too. Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like other articles.
It looks like a shopping bag. It's his body.
Oh, yeah. There's some zucchini and apricots. And
here, I like that. And in the end of it, this is not the first time China has witnessed a case of this kind. One man previously attempted to treat his bowel issues by pushing a live eel up his anus.
He didn't have bowel issues.
No, he had other issues.
Well, not at first. You're right.
Now, if it was an electric one, woo.
Is right, that now, Bluetooth ready?
We're referring.
Does it have teeth? That's what I.
Oh.
No, we're referring to this as an eggplant, but the article refers to it by the name of the actual.
Yeah, it's an eggplant. It's from the eggplant family, but I'm not saying it.
How is that pronounced?
That same way you always pronounce that.
How is the word that they're referencing pronounced?
Let's see.
If you say that word.
I have no idea.
You're a dick. And I knew this was going to come up as soon as I opened the story. Oh, fuck. He put a what up there? Just you can hear me yelling across the house, can't you?
Okay, this is going to be another story after this.
Yeah, we'll wait. We'll wait after we cut off the mic.
I know now. I got it.
No, mind you, I did not put this article on there.
Okay.
It's just one hell of a coincidence.
Fucker.
I think he really will hurt you if you just say it.
And I'm not saying it.
But it's the name of the vegetable.
I know. It's an eggplant. We're leaving it an eggplant.
Eggplant works.
You guys are no fun.
But now he has a new pet name.
And our listeners have no idea what the fuck we're talking about right now.
Oh, inside jokes for podcasts are the best.
Yeah. Why are these idiots laughing? That's not funny. That's not funny. It is. It took me a minute, but I got it.
Why, what's wrong, Rich?
I'm waiting.
You okay?
Somebody's got to say it.
Nobody's going to say it.
Somebody's got to say it.
One motherfucker says that name. I swear to motherfucking God, at my witness.
Nothing.
Nothing will happen.
After you post the article, the podcast, I will post a link to the article so that people can read it for themselves and draw their own conclusions as to why that's fucking hysterical.
It is.
Just Google it. Google it.
That could get you in a lot of trouble, too.
That's true.
Hey!
Don't Google that on Pornhub.
No.
Those are two different search engines.
Okay, don't look for it on Pornhub.
Okay.
Don't look for it on Pornhub. So for Shenanigans, this is the Foursome, the Fearsome Foursome. Signing off. We'll see you later. Thanks. Bye.
Toodles.